It's Monday, September 20th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. The vaccine maker said this morning it plans to seek authorization for this age group soon in the U.S., Britain, and all of Europe, which is a key step toward beginning vaccinations for children. The vaccine, made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech, already is available for anyone 12 and older. The FBI says a body found in Wyoming yesterday is believed to be Gabby Petito. She's the 22-year-old woman who went missing on a cross-country trek with her fiancé Brian Laundrie. Authorities are now looking for Laundrie in Florida at a 24,000-acre wildlife preserve. He vanished last week after police named him a person of interest in Petito's disappearance. A military training jet crashed in a neighborhood near Fort Worth, Texas. The two pilots were injured in the crash, which also damaged homes. Authorities say both pilots ejected from the plane. The parachute of one pilot caught in power lines, causing some people there to lose power. U.S. Congress members get back to work today, facing several major decisions. On the table, a $1.2 trillion transportation plan to fund roads and bridges, and a $3.5 trillion budget bill. Over the weekend, the Senate's parliamentarians said Democrats cannot use the budget plan to give millions of immigrants a chance to become citizens. The union representing workers on strike at the Nabisco factory in North Portland says a deal has been reached that will end the strike for all five factories nationally, including the one here in Portland. Nabisco's Portland bakers walked off the job in early August. Plants across the country soon followed suit. The union tells COIN 6 workers will return to the factory this week. A 9-year-old girl is taking her message about gun violence to the Portland City Council. Hadar Kadim and her family were playing at the Rose City Park on July 3rd when a shooting happened there. Her family and several others ran for cover. Hadar tells us she's prepared a speech on gun violence to present to Portland City Commissioners this Wednesday. For more great content from the COIN Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.